We're in Simen Shin Vav. We're up to Sif Tes, and we'll be doing from Tes through Yud Beis. Osir lo maleni Yehudi sheyelech chutz l'tchum b'Shabbes achar krovei hanes sheyavo l'haspido. It is osir to go and send a non-Jew to go outside the tchum to go and call relatives of someone who is nifter in order that they be present at the levaya. Aval chol l'detokef le'alma, someone who is ill and he's gotten critically ill. And there's a fear that he can die. Vamar sheyishtachu bat krovav, and he says he wants his family. Vaday shari, it's mutter. What's mutter? It is mutter to tell a non-Jew to go outside the tchum to get the families so that they're going to come right after Shabbos. But it's also for them to be mechal Shabbos to come. Sif yud, lahachlif mashkin le niyudi b'Shabbos mutter, imu malbush v'yotzienan niyudi derech malbusha. The halacha is that we saw already before that it is also to give an object of yours to a non-Jew on Shabbos and he'll carry it out of your house because it looks as though you asked him to carry it. If you have the mashkon of a non-Jew and he wants to switch it for something else and he wants to take the old one out, so he's only the only way you can allow him to do that if he's going to wear it out. But otherwise it looks as though you commanded him to take it. The best thing is that a Jew shouldn't touch the non-Jew's collateral altogether. Sif Yud Aleph, Mutter liknos bayis beretz Yisrael menein Yehudi, b'Shabbos v'chosim umala be'erkos. You're allowed to buy a house in Eretz Yisrael from a non-Jew on Shabbos, and you sign on it, and you actually get all the court, whatever the courts need, whatever approval you need from the courts. Hagah shalohem, b'ksav shalohem, dein osir rak min rabbanim, mishum yishev en Eretz Yisrael lo gazru. Now, the Ramaz Shita is that they were only matter if you write in a foreign language, not in Hebrew, because that ksiva lofidi or zeruah is only a derabbanan. Chazal were matir amiru on a derabbanan for the sake of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And how do you give the person the money? How do you give the non-Jew the money? You show him where the money is and he takes it himself. So what is that? That since writing is a drabbanon, it's shvus to shvus. Says the Mishnah Berurah, row of poskim hold that writing in any language on Shabbos is also midaraisa. So here there were matar amir la'akum on a daraisa for the sake of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So we're left with a machlokis l'maisa. If Chazal were matar amir la'akum, asking a non-Jew to do malacha daraisa for you, for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, or they only matter shvus to shvus. All of this is when you're buying land from a non-Jew. You're buying property from a non-Jew. Whereas to buy from a Jew in Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't say that you're allowed to be makel at all. And by the way, there's this very long bir halacha where he goes into whether or not there's an isra, a malacha of kosev on any language other than Hebrew. Sif Yud Beis, Mutar lahachriz b'Shabbos al aveda afili davrisham also l'taltalo. If you found an aveda during the week and it's a muktzah piece of aveda, you're still allowed to mention on Shabbos. You should have announced that you found it, even though it's muktzah, something you couldn't take on Shabbos, because a Shabbos aveda is a mitzvah, and you're allowed to talk about mitzvahs. Not only that, but even if it is a non-Jewish aveda that for Darkei Shalom you decided to return, it would also be mutter. You're also allowed to announce that there's someone, somebody stealing, and that people should beware. Says the Rama, Hagal mutter lahater chermet sibur b'Shabbos. Public charamim could be matter, and you're allowed to be matter. Afal pishenu litzaruch Shabbos. Even though it's not for Tzorah Shabbos, the halacha is you're allowed to be matur nedorim that are nogea Shabbos. What if you put a cherem on someone and it has nothing to do with Shabbos whatsoever? So still, a whole of huyom knuf yul rabm havikiske rabm deshori ledaberbam. Since there's a big tzibur there, and if you made a proper cherem, you need a tzibur for it. So even though it's not nogea for Shabbos, but the fact that that's the day you have the tzibur, that would be good enough. But to actually make a cherem is only mutter for something that's a tzorach Shabbos. Now, For a tzibur, the Mishtabur brings down that for a tzibur you can make a cherem even not letzorach Shabbos. And the Al Yerabah says that you should not make any cheremim altogether. Especially on Shabbos, because it says Vayvarach Lakim Esor Mashvi, and here you're coming with klolos. The minig is to be makel. The minig is that either to make haramim or to be matar haram, that is done on Shabbos.